live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening again, everyone. I am Cheryl Fritz, Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Well, clearly it's winter out there. We just talked with Joe Gunther of the Ingham County Road Commission about the roadways. Well, we're driving on these roadways. With me right now is Mike O'Connor out on the line. He is the head mechanic at Woods Okemos Marathon. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. What I wanted to talk to you about basically is what kind of changeover do we need to have to be ready for the winter? I mean, clearly it's here full time. It hit us hard last weekend. But what kind of get into the details of what we need to be doing to have our cars in good shape for the winter and running well?
Well, the most important thing probably is to make sure that the battery is up and working like it's properly. This week we've had an incredible amount of battery repairs because so many batteries have failed in this cold weather. Having them test by your local mechanic and making sure they're good and the connections are clean and tight would probably be the most important thing. The next thing after that would be to make sure that all your lights, the windshield wipers and the washers all work correctly. If you can't, when you turn the wipers on, if they don't clean the window, they need to be replaced. Should make sure your antifreeze protection is good for at least 30 below zero in our area.
Well, I sure hope we don't see that, but we're supposed to be ready for it, huh?
Well, the record low, I guess, in Lansing area, I seen on the TV the other night, 37 below. But
so we've been there.
We have been there, so it needs to be down at least that good.
Okay.
Another thing in the wintertime, a lot of times everybody says that you have all-season tires. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have.
Well, did you know that they make a tire called a winter tire?
Yeah. Are we talking snow tires in the old days?
Well, similar.
Okay.
Winter tires nowadays are a special tread compound that actually helps to bite the pavement at temperatures under 45 degrees. And they are very soft. You have to or should run four of them on all four corners of your car. And I do run them on my car. And if you put them on your car, you will find that you have a much better feeling of the road underneath you. The car will stop better. It doesn't just go through the snow. It will stop better, and it will steer better.
Well, this is new information for me. I've never heard of these winter tires.
Yeah, they've been around for a few years. There was one company that had been around for a long time. Bridgestone makes a tire called the Blizzak. And now most of the tire manufacturers have all stepped up and come along with a tire that has what on the side of it is called a snowflake symbol. And that snowflake symbol means these tires are rated for winter use only. They need to come off of your car sometime in April. You shouldn't leave them on year-round because they don't like the summertime.
Oh, okay. Okay. You talked about being sure to check on your battery. Why is it that batteries seem to go dead in cold weather? And maybe that's a girl question, and I apologize if it is.
No, it's not. Batteries seem to have as much trouble in the very heat of August as they do in the very cold that we're currently going through. If a battery has anything wrong with it or its lifespan is near the end, then you're going to have a battery problem when it gets real cold out. If a lot of batteries that we work on, you'll go to crank the car and it won't turn it over very fast and has a trained ear, so to speak, as a technician, you know something's wrong with that car and you can test that battery and inform the customer. But I have a lot of customers tell me that, well, my car starts okay, why does it need a battery? It's because your battery doesn't have any reserve capacity left. Like if you left your lights on and went into the store for 5 minutes and came back out, it'd be dead. And it shouldn't be that way. You should be able to leave the lights on for 15, 20 minutes and still car start right up.
Ah, I see. You talked about antifreeze and so forth. I assume checking all fluids regularly is one of the ways, A, to be safe and just to keep the car running smoothly as well.
Always checking all your fluid levels is always a great idea to make sure they're all full. Because it can be the simplest things of having one that's a little bit low on coolant and not have a heater problem. A lot of times heaters don't work just because the coolant's low.
Mm-hmm.
That can affect your defrosters.
Okay. we talked about winter tires. Does tire pressure make a difference in the winter time?
Tire pressure makes a huge difference. Running around with tires that are low, and it can cause traction issues. A lot of people think letting some air out makes it better. It just makes the tire fatter. And okay. When a tire gets fatter, it's harder to go through the snow. So you want the tires blowed up hard, because when you're running over these hard ice clots that are all froze on the road now, if you have a tire that's low, you could damage a tire when it got pinched against the wheel if it was really low on air.
Okay, well, you're dispelling, I think, a lot of rumors here tonight, Mike, of things that people hear about. What about sandbags in the trunk? I just had someone ask me today that their daughter's car wasn't having traction. She said she was told to put sandbags in the trunk.
If it's a rear-wheel drive car, you put some sandbags in the trunk, it could give more weight back there. It's just like putting a couple of people in the car and finding out it goes through the snow better, because it has more weight on the tires. The thing to keep in mind about putting two 80-pound bags of sand in the trunk of your car is it costs you fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
Every place you drive, you're dragging around 160 pounds of sand. And sometimes it doesn't improve the traction enough to cause for what it causes for fuel economy loss.
What about what to carry in the car for safety in your mind, like shovel or sand? Or?
Well, maybe some sand, but it only really helps if you're stuck in a parking lot.
Okay.
You could carry some salt, but if the salt gets spilled in the trunk of your car, then you may have really bad rust issues. You should probably always have a good ice scraper and a snow brush in your car. You should have a flashlight in your car.
Okay.
You should always make sure somebody checks your spare tire at least a couple times a year.
Okay. Well, Mike, I think you're going to keep us all a little safer this winter. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
You're very welcome.